Ryland, the legislature was still at work this week during the coronavirus pandemic, and they managed to pass a big relief bill to try and help workers and businesses hurt by the economic shutdown. What does the measure do?
So a lot of this bill would expand eligibility for unemployment benefits. It gives benefits to self-employed workers and contractors who didn't previously get it. It also allows full-time workers who have been knocked down to part-time to get benefits, and it waives the 7-day waiting period. You usually have to wait before you can apply for benefits, and tweaks the look-back period used to determine your benefits to make it a little bit more beneficial to workers.
This bill also lets restaurants sell liquor by the drink, right?
Yeah, as long as it's sold with food in a takeout or delivery order. It also lets restaurants sell grocery items to customers. In some other states, restaurants have kind of started acting as alternative grocery stores. Other kind of business-minded parts of this bill allow Governor Beshear to waive a bunch of fees and penalties. It extends the tax filing deadline to July 15th and waives interest for late tax filers.
Okay, so this coronavirus relief bill wasn't all the legislature was up to. They passed a bunch of other measures, even though the general public isn't allowed in the Capitol. What did they manage to do?
Well, they passed this one abortion bill out of committee. It allows Kentucky's Republican Attorney General to enforce abortion regulations, which is currently only allowed if the state health cabinet asks him to. With very little fanfare, they amended the bill to allow the Attorney General to shut down abortion providers if the governor has banned elective medical procedures, like he's done during this state of emergency. The bill hasn't passed out of the legislature yet, though. Attorney General Cameron has signaled he wants the state to shut down all abortion while the state of emergency is in effect.
What does Governor Beshear say about it?
Like most things that smell anything like politics coming out of the legislature these days, Beshear has avoided addressing it directly. He says that he's 100% focused on the coronavirus pandemic and said he's leaving it up to doctors to determine what is or isn't an elective medical procedure.
Okay, also this week, Kentucky's 4th District Congressman Thomas Massie took a stand trying to block the coronavirus relief package that ended up passing out of the House today. What was going on here? Why didn't he like this bill?
Well, Massey's stated reason is that he didn't like what was in the $2 trillion bill. He said it spent too much money and would raise the national debt by too much. But also, Massey's just known for taking controversial positions, especially during big votes where everybody's watching. What was really crazy about this is that during the pandemic, so many House members are quarantining themselves, so it's hard to get a quorum there. They were planning on doing a voice vote to approve the bill, which would have meant that not everyone had to be there. But Massey said he would object because there wasn't a quorum. There weren't enough people there, delaying the whole thing until more members could arrive.
But then Donald Trump stepped in, right?
Yes, and what truly made this episode spectacular was Donald Trump taking to Twitter to light Massie on fire. He called him a third-rate grandstander, said he just wants the publicity, and called on Republicans to throw him out of the party. Massie, by the way, is running for re-election this year. He needs Trump's endorsement bad. A couple months ago, Massie bought TV ads in South Florida while Trump was on vacation there at Mar-a-Lago to try and convince him to not endorse his primary opponent. That race got a little bit more competitive today.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.